Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Do you enjoy the fall season? On my way into the office this morning, man, it was brisk. My wife was walking back from the gym and covered up with her heavy coat and hood over the top and gloves on the hand and looked cold, and she was. Most people do enjoy the fall, though it gets really cold at times. Listen to a thought by Stacy Edwards. Even when I was a child, fall was always my favorite time of the year. There was something about bobbing for apples, going on a hayride, or wearing a soft sweater that brought much joy. I loved every cool breeze, colored leaves, and carameled apples. When I think of fall past, I see the Lord's goodness in my life on full display. It could be that God reveals himself to us in a whole new way through the simple gifts of this season. While he talks about the simple gifts of the season, we all know that when fall season comes, Thanksgiving and Christmas are just around the corner, and who doesn't smile when they think of those in this season? The fall harvest comes to my mind as well. And when I think of harvest, I think of the many blessings I've experienced in life, as do many of us. In Galatians 6, we read this: a man reaps what he sows, whoever sows to please the flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We sometimes do find ourselves weary from doing and seeking to be all that we can be. Maybe this fall, right now, we can stop for just a few minutes and listen and search for being in the presence of God. Actually, that's what I've often thought about as I think about fall. A time when we intentionally come into God's presence by considering the many gifts he's blessed us with, the many things, our families, our lives, our homes and residences where we live out our lives, the families we share with and our friends who are part of our larger families, so many around us that we love and care for, and they care for us. We have so much to be thankful for. Paul says in Galatians that a lot of this comes from how we choose to live out our lives. We weep what we sow. We receive from the Lord much of what we do because we have chosen to follow his leading to the best of our ability. If we choose to follow the worldly flesh, well, Paul says that will end in destruction. If we choose to follow the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, God's leading from within our hearts and minds, we discover eternal life. The implication is that life will be filled with more joy now and forever as we will see him face to face one day when we leave this place. Now Paul says, don't give up trying to live the right way by God's teaching and word. I know that at times life, living the right way, well, we may find it difficult as we live in this world. And the world that doesn't really care about God or what is right in his sight at times around us. But I do, and I believe many of you do, if not all of you. Why did Paul say not to give up? Because we reap a harvest if we just keep going. Keep doing what the Lord's called us to do. If we set our hearts and minds on him and follow him every day. So my suggestion right now, in this fall season, stay focused on the Lord. Keep doing what we know he wants us to do, and we will see his blessings flow to us and through us to those around us. Some prayer thoughts for today. And I think, you know, we all need to just take a few moments in prayer, but continue to remember Grace and her knee surgery recovery. Corey Kenny, who's battling cancer again and struggling to keep things down. Scott Rooney, recovery from his shoulder surgery. Kathy Steele, cancer. Dallas and Whitney, as they're still in transition and moving. Linda Zimmett's son, now being stationed in the Middle East because of the tension there, is on board a ship. And so just be praying for him. Bassam Milky made a safe trip home. McDaniel's family, some of you know Juanita and her husband who are here for a long time. And son Danny lost his youngest son, a police officer, when a pole fell on him in Hawaii. Remember the Middle East, Israel, and all that's going on. I'd ask you to remember my sister Drew. She's got some issues possibly with her heart, and we just want to give wisdom to the doctors as she has that treated. Missionaries and their families and our nation, our church. Just spend a few minutes in prayer. And when you're done, I just pray that God will bless you as you walk forward in this fall season. Have a great day.